You're listening to The Bowable right here on Bo's Passport to the World. I'm standing in front of David Hockney's A Bigger Splash, which was done in 1967. And in the 1960s, a lot of these pieces that were really presented, not only by David Hockney, but a lot of British artists, were often seen as this time where Britain emerged from the greatness of the post-war years into a period of optimism, youthfulness, and color. Few works show this better than Hockney's direction of the California swimming pools, which evoke this glamorous and exotic life of sun and leisure, which frequently Hockney includes male figures into these scenes, but here only one simple splash, which suggests the presence of a human. The painting also reflects Hockney's concern with using paint to capture transparent materials and translucent moments. So if you visually analyze this piece, you certainly see a lot of cubism that's certainly happening here, all the way from the cubic shape, of course, the home, to the platform, to the shape of the pool, and this sort of diving board, as well as this very lonesomely placed chair that sort of sits alone. Brilliantly, there are two sort of palm trees that very lonesome. And then, of course, this little piece of grass that sort of emerges from the side of the house. Really, in the center of the piece, we see this this big splash. And of course, as I spoke about, David Hockney speaks about and writes and of course paints these visual contexts of offering translucent or hardly visible sort of features. So a lot of painters prior to Hockney in the 1960s really didn't paint the presence of these translucent figures, such as this water sort of splashing out of the pool. So visually, we certainly can tell that there was a presence of a human here, although not seen directly or visibly. We know that there is a human that is sort of emerged into this body of water, and if we look very closely, we can sort of make out that figure that is sort of landed into this water. And we see this very central technique that Hockney uses of painting these translucent figures. Otherwise, a very simple piece and really monumental in a lot of ways. Of course, A Bigger Splash comes from a series of David Hockney's work when he was at the University of California, Berkeley, teaching painting. And of course, this series really comes from a series of many different ones, of course, oftentimes capturing male figures in a lot of his work, conceptually very simple, but analytically quite complex. David Hockney's 1967, A Bigger Splash.